This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It really starts to become obvious at this time of year, once we get into late February, early March, how much daylight we have. And Lindsay, do we know, has daylight saving time been banned? Are we still doing that? I guess I haven't heard official word if there's been an executive order.
Right. I think he takes Saturdays off to get some golf swings in. And so I don't think we're going to see anything about it this weekend. But who knows about Monday?
Yeah. I don't know about that. And I haven't Googled it lately because the assumption is that it's still going to happen.
What do you mean that he's gonna say?
Well, we're gonna have daylight saving time. See, once it starts, I don't think you can say no. Nope, it's gonna end. We're gonna go back to standard time.
I get what
because
you're saying.
Because it's starting a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, March 9th.
So I haven't heard of any executive order. Now there was a change somewhere out west. I heard this story during the week that they were going to stay on Pacific time. Was that Vegas?
I mean, they would. I know that Arizona is the only one that technically observes that. That wouldn't surprise me if Las Vegas did that. But I don't know if you can make that decision from a city-by-city basis. The reason why we have standardized time is because of the trains, Steve, right? Because they were worried about the trains. First of all, being on time so the goods can get from A to B and business can keep growing exponentially because that's what always happens. But then also, we don't want the trains to run into each other. And so I don't think you can go city-by-city, but who knows? No. People are just making up rules as they go.
Yeah, so Arizona, you're right about that.
Yep.
It was always super confusing to me because my youngest daughter went to school out in Arizona, and it was kind of like, okay, what time is it now? Are they an hour ahead? So I would Google it.
Yeah.
I would just say, what time is it right now in Tucson? Because I could never remember. But they do the old switcheroo. Or they don't switch. They stay in the same time. So they're either an hour ahead or, no, is it ahead or behind?
All I know is that it's 3 o'clock there right now. Or is it what, 4? I don't even know. Now you're confusing me, Steve. Like, they're an hour.
No, so they're behind. So
they're behind
it's middle
hour.
Of the afternoon down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're in mountain.
But you get the point.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still on track for daylight saving time. And are you a fan of I love it. I love more daylight when I get home from work.
Mm.
Because you know what it does, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
It gives me more time to do yard work.
I was going to say, mow that lawn.
I got to mow the lawn. Got to admire my work.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan. I would prefer that daylight saving time was a year-round thing.
Mm.
I would much rather have more light at the end of the workday, school day, et cetera.
Yes.
But that's me.
Yes, I agree with you, because I just think once you get, you know, 6 to 8 weeks into the winter time and all of a sudden it's dark at 3:30 p.m. It's super depressing. Oh. It's super depressing. And so I think that incentivization of, like, the kids at the bus stop, put some blinkers on those suckers. Put a bright jacket on. They're fine. We want daylight at the end of the day, and I would keep it that way too. But I think it also depends, you know, where you are in reference to the equator too, because I know that we had more sunlight in Vegas than I did when, even at peak summertime, than we do when we live here. And so, but again, we can't be, you know, going minute by minute, city by city, because then it just, everything gets confused.
Yeah. So here we are at coming up on 5:10, and there's still a fair amount of daylight.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no doubt that it's very noticeable. And then, of course, we're coming up on the official start of spring here in a few weeks. But, yeah, I'm a daylight saving time guy, and I don't think... Is there time? I would assume we could see an executive order, or it could be banned this week. But I don't know if there's time enough to do that.
Isn't it up to the states at this point, though? Can you make an executive order that is followed by everybody? That's right. I'm like, who's in charge, truly?
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. There was talk about it, so I'm not particularly sure about it. But I am happy with the expanded daylight. You're absolutely right. You get into that area around the winter solstice, you know, right around the holidays. You know, it's dark in the morning, and it's dark, you know, for people that work 8 to 5 jobs. All right, 9 to 4. Okay, 10 to 3:30. You know, you're right.
10 to 3.
You're spending all those daylight hours at work.
You are. Can you imagine living in Alaska? One of my best friends lives up there, and there it's dark, you know, 24 hours a day. You got to get under the lamps and everything. But I've never met, or I've never been in a community that's more tight-knit than theirs. And that's Anchorage, and I'm not sure what it is for the rest of the state. But I also think that there's a necessity from a survival standpoint that you have to have tighter social bonds. Their pace of life is a little bit slower. I just say, if you don't have a Panera, you're not operating at the same speed the rest of the world is. And so there were people there that had a young child, you know, they had a young child, a job, they were in a band, and then also they had time to play hockey twice a week. I'm like, what are these hobbies you speak of? But I think they need to do that, because could you imagine how depressed you would get, right? You have to be playing games with each other all the time. Otherwise, we just wouldn't make it up there.
Yeah, I can't. I was only in Anchorage one time, and that was years ago when they used to play the Great Alaska Shootout. And I was doing Gopher men's basketball road games. Weird arrangement. Dave Lee, now since retired, would do home games. And for a couple of years, I did road games. Maybe the most unusual arrangement in the history of play-by-play. Well, nevertheless, I got to go to the Great Alaska Shootout with Kevin Lynch, who's going to join us later in the show.
Ooh.
And we flew up there. Gophers played in the tournament. It was really cool to experience Alaska and Anchorage and the long flight up there. And the food was great. I ate halibut morning, noon, and night. It was
salmon?
Phenomenal. You know, just nonstop fresh seafood. Mm-hmm. It was just a great 4 days up there. I even had halibut on Thanksgiving for that trip.
Nothing goes to waste up there. You get what you get.
But you're right. The light came out, because this is Thanksgiving, so you're getting into the depths of it. There wasn't a lot of daylight. And then you get further north, you know, Fairbanks and beyond. I don't know how they do it.
No, I've been
I really don't know how they do it.
I don't either. And so that's why you have to come up with different ways to basically keep you connected to the world and not fall victim to the different, would you say, deficiencies that are provided by your environment?
Well, and then beyond that, you get into the summer and
they go nuts.
Dealing with kids would be difficult, because it's like, all right, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The sun's out till midnight. and it rises at 4 a.m.
Right.
You know, that's got to be hard to deal with the little ones.
Yeah, and I hear that there's a little something that happens to the old psychological makeup when the summer is endless and there's no sun. I need to study that. I need to get there during the summer. I've only been there during the wintertime because there's just something about it. My friend said people party all the time there up during the summer. It's a huge, huge part of their year because they got to soak it up because they'll have like the summer solstice and 4 weeks later it'll be wintertime again.
And there's one other mystery I want to unravel. Have we seen a final from Ritter Arena and Minnesota State and Minnesota in the WCHA first round playoffs? It's like the scoreboard is locked up 4-4 in the third period of that game, and I don't know what exactly is going on. The Gophers won on Friday is 6-1. Mm-hmm. Then it's 4-4, and I just can't get a final.
Hold on. Let me be a journalist for 2 seconds. Gopher women's hockey. I'm going to look it up on X because they've been pretty.
Yeah, because Gopher sports right now, they got absolutely no info whatsoever on that game.
Second OT is underway per the Minnesota women's hockey Twitter handle. That was 6 minutes ago. So they're 6 minutes-ish into double overtime, and the Mavericks
okay,
are fighting
so
for their
that
life.
Makes sense. Yeah. I kind of speculated or thought that it could be OT, and thank you, Lindsay. Now I can rest easy. If the Mavericks are able to pull it out, there would be a Game 3 tomorrow at Ritter, 3 o'clock. By the way, Golden Gopher men's hockey, they're at Penn State tonight trying to avoid the sweep. Nittany Lions won 4-3 in overtime. And as Jez Myers told us earlier in the show, there is no team hotter in college hockey than the Penn State men. Gopher women's hoop, they got beat at Michigan State. They're ranked 73-58. Gophers had a lead, but Minnesota gave up a 13-0 run in the fourth quarter, which sealed their fate. That's never good. Golden Gopher men, rare win at Nebraska. They've never won in that particular building. Gophers win at 67-65. Get this, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Brennan Rigsby hit a three to win it, but the Gophers were up by as many as 19 in the second half, only to lose the lead and need Rigsby's three to win it with seconds remaining in the game. But the Gophers get the win, and now it looks like they're going to finish above that line and be able to get into the Big Ten tournament because now with 18 teams, three don't even make the tournament. And I think if you're going to go to that trouble, the tournament should not be just the bottom three don't get in.
Yeah.
It should be only like the top 12.
You know what? See, if we're going to start saying teams can't play, is it too far to say we need to have a Big Ten NIT? Like, could it be a Big Tint? Like, do we need to have those teams that don't make the postseason? Because I feel like they're being cheated, right? We got to get more games. There's sponsors that want to put dollars on those games. You know
it. Yeah, it is to the point, though, where there's so many teams, not everybody gets in. But eliminating three, it's like the old NHL.
Yeah.
You're probably not old enough to remember when the NHL had 21 teams. This is way back machine.
The Norris division?
70s and early 80s. Yeah, Norris division era. There were 21 teams in the NHL. Now, get this, 16 made the playoffs. They played an entire regular season to eliminate five teams in the NHL once upon a time. Now to me, that's insane, but it's true.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. You know what I think happened, Steve, on this Minnesota women's hockey feed? They didn't get paid for OT either, and you know what? They decided to check out. They're not like you, Steve. They're not like you. They're not working just for the good of the game and for the call of the game. They're checking out.
That the students updating the website just said, I'm out of here.
You're checked out, Steve.
I got somewhere to be.
Yeah, they don't have it. You want to talk about integrity? That's Steve Thompson.
I didn't pull that at Braemar when that Creighton-Durham Hall St. Thomas Academy game went to overtime and said, I'm here till the end. But here's the scary part. Quick story about that. You'll get a kick out of it. I didn't bring enough beverage. I was starting to ration my remaining Diet Coke.
No.
Because, you know, hockey, it's a lot of talking
and
describing the action. And it's only a one-camera setup, so it's not like you have a lot of cameras and a lot of angles to lead on. It's just one camera. So it's kind of like doing hockey play-by-play on the radio, and that's how I approach it. And I was getting thin on beverage. And I said, if this goes to a third overtime, I'm going to need to find water somewhere.
Start stiff-arming people in the concession stand. You got to
or bribe someone and say, I'll give you $10 for that bottle of water.
Plenty of people, if you died, would take that. You know it.
Yeah.
So. You know, and I drove by there, I think either it was last night or even the night before. The cars parked all the way down Icola Way, all the way down.
Yeah.
Steve, you know, it's probably good that you stayed that long because otherwise you would have had to make that 30-minute trek back to your car.
Yeah, no. I got there real early, parked real close because I had a lot of gear to haul in.
Nice.
And then I was there late packing up all that gear to get out of there. So, but that was the worry. And it was a rookie move. I didn't bring enough beverages for the game, assuming, this will end in regulation.
Let's just get you a full liter, right? Let's get a full liter with a crazy straw. Then we don't leave any room for chance.
Yeah, that's right. Quick break. We'll come back. State Wrestling Tournament Championship Saturday. XL Energy Center. Our good buddy John Millay joins us in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We are already seeing a ton of great social media content from John Millay, media specialist with the Minnesota State High School League. Championship Saturday, state wrestling tournament, and just a big reunion for that community that supports wrestling. John, this is one of the great events. I know the boys' hockey tournament is next week. State wrestling tournament, another big, big event.
Yeah, this attendance-wise, Steve, this is one of the biggest. Boys hockey, of course, leads the way. But I'm sitting here in the just Matt's site in the XL Center. The lower bowl is full. The second level way up there, there's a ton of people up there. There are people filling most of the suites. It's not a packed house, but it's really something. I mean, the fervor for wrestling in this state. And I tweeted something earlier that I don't know if there's an atmosphere in Minnesota high school sports that's as exciting as championship night at state wrestling, because right now we're wrapping up third-place matches and fifth-place matches. There are eight mats down on the floor here. It's been that way since we started on Thursday. And after the third-place and fifth-place matches are done, four of these mats will be rolled up and taken off, and we'll have championship matches, you know, three classes of boys and one class for girls. And there's just nothing like it when you see these kids get their arm raised at the end. And half of them don't, you know, it's very emotional both ways and really, really fun to see. And I always talk about how with a lot of sports, you might be far away from the action and kids are wearing helmets and face masks. That's not the case here. I mean, you can sit in the third row at XL Center, and it's everything's right in front of you. The emotions, and you know, there's sometimes blood involved, and certainly sweat and tears, and really a fun thing. And I've never been a wrestler, but this is just one of the greatest tournaments we have.
Yeah, and John, you brought it up. This tournament has a long, long tradition. Girls have joined this tradition, and number one, have been embraced. The numbers continue to grow. It is absolutely tremendous what the girls have already accomplished on the mat in a very short period of time.
Right. I think we're 3 years into girls wrestling here, and the numbers have just exploded. One of the big discussions this week has been, at what point do the girls have a separate state tournament? I mean, you know, they're one class right now. They don't have a team state tournament. But more and more schools have enough girls. It's like it's a separate sport. It's like girls and boys basketball. It's a separate sport, separate coaches, separate practice times. So we're going to get to that point where some decisions are going to have to be made. You know, what do we add a day to this state tournament and try to accommodate a girls team tournament? I mean, I'm certainly not the person with the answers, but a dozen people today have probably asked me about that. Just where do we, you know, what's the future for girls wrestling and the way the numbers basically double every year. And I know a lot of long-time boys wrestling head coaches who had kind of stepped aside, and now some of them are back coaching girls, and they couldn't be happier. They love working with the girls. You know, girls are different than boys at this age, and some of these coaches said they wish they had done this long ago, because the thing they always say is, you know what, the girls listen. They really listen. They trust your skills and your knowledge, and they do what you ask them to do, and it's just been a great thing, and it really has put a spark into high school wrestling in Minnesota. It's always been big, like you said, Steve, the great tradition here, but it has really, really lit a fuse, and it's helped the boys' side of it. The girls is exploding, like I said, and it's really fun.
Yeah, and I like the way they've changed the format. It's been a number of years now where they do the team competition early, and then it's all about individual champions being crowned on Saturday night. I think the format, and everybody's embraced that format.
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's an effort by some wrestling people to have more kids qualify for state. Right now, in each weight class in the three divisions, there are 16 kids. Right now, girls have eight who qualify for state, and that all makes sense. But yeah, it's a growing thing, and you know, it's not cheap. Each day of the XL Center, there's a cost involved. I mean, the ticket sales are great. But, yeah, it's there may be some tough decisions on what to do. Do you break the team competition off separately in some states? Iowa being one, where wrestling is huge, even bigger than here. They have their boys' team competition a separate weekend, and their girls' state tournament is entirely separate. So they went to a four-day boys' individual state tournament down in Des Moines this year, and I don't know if we're ready to do that, but I, you know, people who are in charge of these things, they have a sense of nationally what's being done, and none of these decisions are made lightly. And again, I'm not involved in any of these decisions, thank goodness. I just get to come out and just enjoy these things.
Yeah, and the way they honor the officials, and it's just really, really well done and organized. It's kind of like the state swimming and diving meet for girls or boys. The way they just, everybody knows what they need to do is a marvel to me.
It really is. And if you're new to this thing, I can't imagine a member of the media never having been here. That was me a long time ago, walking into this 8-mat rodeo and trying to figure out what's what. But it all makes sense. There's a system. But you talked about just the things that go on here. You know, each session is split. Each day is split into two sessions with a break in the middle. The arena is cleared. But before each session, just the color and the pageantry, there's a high school choir or a high school individual singing the anthem or a young man on an instrument. And the color guards from Twin City Schools come out here and are just phenomenal. Everybody stands with their hands over their hearts. The anthems have been phenomenal. Everybody stays on their feet till the colors are retired. It's something. And you talked about the officials. I don't think there's another sport where every official working each session is introduced as they walk out on the mat, and their name and where they're from, and everybody gets a cheer. I mean, wrestling fans set the standard for sportsmanship with officials, and that's really neat to see. A round of applause for each official working each session.
Well, congrats to all the wrestlers participating, and good luck tonight to all of those people wrestling for state championships. And this is also, you know, those wrestlers that have a chance to win multiple state titles as well. That's multiple individual titles, different weight classes, and there are just some legends. And a lot of those legends come back for the tournament.
They do. They do. I don't know what Gable Stevenson's doing tonight, but if he walked in here to cheer for Apple Valley, I wouldn't be shocked at all. You know, he's back with the Gophers now. Yeah, and people like that, really, you know, Mark Hall from Apple Valley, the all-time leader in state championships. And we got some of those kids tonight trying to win the third, the fourth. It's really something. And wrestling people know every wrestler, it seems like. I always tell people the state wrestling tournament, part of it, it's a family reunion because everybody knows everybody. They know these kids. They've wrestled at different tournaments throughout the year in USA Wrestling. And the tradition, like you said, going back, you know, so long, it's just really something.
Next week, boys swimming and diving over at the Freeman Aquatic Center at the U. Great venue, great event. Lot of future D1 swimmers in that meet, D2 swimmers, MIAC swimmers. Just a great, great event. And then, of course, the tourney. The boys' state hockey tournament Wednesday with 1A, Hibbing Chisholm, the number one seed there. And then Thursday, the 2A tournament, and the Moorhead Spuds. We visit with head coach John Ammerman earlier in the show today. And you got an Iron Range team in 1A, and then a team from Moorhead, the number one seed in the big school tournament. Should be fun.
Yeah, aren't there any good teams in the Metro? I can't figure that out, Steve. No, I'm kidding.
There's a few good ones, yeah.
There are, and they're going to be here. It's shaping up as a great week, and I got a lot of friends in Moorhead I'm going to be able to touch base with when they come down here. And I know people up on the Iron Range, Hibbing, Chisholm. And, yeah, it's just so much fun. You know, you go back to last week with the girls' hockey tournament. And Dodge County, a team from southern Minnesota, winning the 1A in overtime. And it's nothing against the Metro schools, but, boy, nobody's prouder than outstate Minnesotans when one of their teams comes in here and cleans up. Now, we'll see what happens with hockey, but yeah, this is going to be the center of the universe next week, and there's nothing like that tournament, and I can't wait.
Yeah. John, always good to visit with you. Look forward to your blog, John's Journal, at the league website, mshsl.org. Have a good evening. Enjoy Championship Saturday.
Thanks, Steve. I'll see you soon.
All right. There he is, John Millay, joining us from the X. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. Kevin Lynch joins us from FanDuel Sports Network. We'll talk the Timberwolves. Ant got suspended. They got beat in Utah. It has been a struggle as of late. And the Timberwolves falling down the standings. Right now, play-in tournament for the Timberwolves. We'll get into that with Kev in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Lindsey Brown is our producer. My name is Steve Thompson. Pleased to be joined by Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network. Timberwolves, the All-Star break in the rearview mirror. And right now, Kev, the Timberwolves going in the wrong direction. Right now, ninth in the standings, top 10 get in. Suspended, too many technicals. They get beat by Utah. Right now, bit of a struggle for the club.
It's kind of been the whole season, actually. Yeah. It's like they can't really, I don't want to say they can't handle success, but it's kind of like this back and forth where they, you know, especially the first half of the season, you know, you win a game, then you lose the next one, then you win three, then you lose three, and back and forth. And then, you know, the last month and a half, they've played a little bit better, but then they get injuries. And then the Edwards situation now, you know, you got over 20 games to go, and it's gotten serious with this technical foul and suspension situation for him. So, it's a little dicey right now. I mean, I had somebody, I worked last night's game, and somebody was saying last night, oh, yeah, I think they're going to get in the top six. And I'm like, well, I hope you're right. But, man, with everything that's going on, I mean, let's just worry about staying in the play-in situation right now because, and maybe we'll talk about this, Steve, you know, you got teams right around you kind of surging. Look at Golden State. Look at the Lakers. I think if Dallas gets healthy, some of their big guys are out, especially Anthony Davis. But if they get healthy, watch out for Dallas. Sacramento, I think, is pretty tough, too. They're going to be coming on. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here the last month and a half.
Yeah, and then you got to be concerned about someone below the playoff line right now. Phoenix, they're on the schedule tomorrow for the Timberwolves, tomorrow night. And these start to become big games. Now, you look below the line, you got Phoenix, Portland, San Antonio, Victor Wembanyama not available. That scary injury, and hopefully everything works out for him. But, you know, you still have to be concerned that, you know, finishing in the top 10, you're right, Kev, not a done deal.
It's not. No, absolutely not. That's what I'm saying. It's like I would love for them to, you know, get in that top six and then not even have to deal with the play-in situation. But, you know, some of these teams that made some big splashy trades right around the deadline a few weeks ago, you know, they're coming on a little bit. And, you know, it's going to be an uphill climb to get in that top six. And if things don't go right and you don't get healthy and Edwards is missing other games because he's getting more technicals, then you start thinking about can they stay in the top 10 and just get in the play-in. And so you get a little nervous, man, about what's going to happen here. But it's going to be must-watch TV for sure.
Yeah, and you bring up, you know, get healthy. Rudy Gobert, the back, that's always got to be concern for anybody. A back injury, know how those can linger. And then, of course, the return of Julius Randle and getting those guys back into the lineup. Dante DiVincenzo and getting him back into game shape, if you will. And then you brought up Ant and the technicals, et cetera. And once again, still a kid, but he's the man. And you just can't have that, missing a game, a winnable game against Utah this late in the year. It's unacceptable in reality.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, we could probably, you know, I've been kind of chewing on this ever since last, you know, since that the Laker game, how Edwards, he just, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, when he was here, we all got fed up with his complaining about calls or no calls, and he's just constantly foul, you know, he's always, and then it's 5-on-4 going down at the other end and he's sitting there trying to address the referee and your team's getting scored upon. And I honestly think, Steve, that Edwards, you know, watched Towns do that for a number of seasons, and now you got a problem. Now Towns is gone,
But then there's, you know, the byproduct is, you know, you got Edwards kind of doing the same thing. And sometimes, okay, you know, he gets a lot of attention, obviously. He's getting fouled sometimes, and sometimes referees miss calls. But it's getting to the point where he's getting suspended, and you're missing games, and your team needs you, and you're losing against the bottom team in the West in Utah last night, where, you know, if Edwards plays, you know, you probably win that game. So it's on Edwards. I mean, Chris Finch has said that. It's like we've talked to him about it. The team has addressed Edwards. It's not just the coaches. It's teammates, too. And it's on him, man. He's got to be more disciplined. He's got to grow and mature a little bit and get some restraint. Yeah, it frustrates you when you don't get a call, but he's crossing lines, and it's too much now.
Yeah, and that becomes kind of you're now on the radar. Every crew in the NBA, you get that reputation. You think about, Draymond Green. Every crew goes, okay, we got the Warriors, and we got to deal with Draymond tonight.
Yeah, no, that's 100% right. I think Draymond Green has been, you know, with how he has acted the last 10 years, you know, when Golden State started winning championships, that's a good point. I mean, he has gotten technicals through the years, you know, probably when he maybe shouldn't have, but his reputation as the guy is out of control. Just the disrespect that he has shown referees, the punching of opponents, the kicking, the tripping. I mean, just go on down the list. And, like, every time there's a whistle on him, he just yells and screams and addresses the refs, and it's gotten out of control. And other players throughout the league the last 10 years have kind of watched Draymond Green act like this, and then that inspires the next generation to act like that. And that's kind of what's going on. So, that's Edwards' reputation. You know, that's going to be the opponents the rest of the way. They're going to try to instigate him and bait him into more technicals, and maybe he misses more games because he can't control his emotions.
Yeah, and he is a guy, and we've seen that in stretches. You brought the up-and-down nature of this season. Just one more thought on Ant. He does have the ability. He's at that point where he certainly can carry this team and be a positive force. They need him to do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's his responsibility. Yeah. That's his job. That's what he's got to do. And you're going to be considered one of the top players in this league. It's handling your business. It's doing all the things that this team needs him to do as far as putting up numbers. And it's also helping his teammates. I mean, that's like the final stage of a truly great player is you do what you got to do. You get your 35 or 40 on some nights or more on particular nights. But then you also have to raise your teammates' games and make them look better than they actually are. That's what truly great players do. And obviously he can't do that if he's not in the game or he's suspended.
By the way, Timberwolves and Suns to close out the trip tomorrow night in Phoenix, 8:30 our time, kind of late on a school night. I don't know. I may not make the end of that one, Cal. We'll see how they play.
And what I'm going to do, Steve, I'm coming over to your house, up your palace up on the river. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to keep you up, and we're going to watch the game together. How about that? Let's go.
I don't know, man. It's a school night. I need a solid 8 hours, or I'm grumpy the next day.
I don't want you grumpy. I know that.
No. Nobody wants grumpy, especially people at work. They're you know what they'll say to me? If there was a late night game for the Timberwolves or the Wild or the Twins or whatever, and I am a little grumpy, they know. It's like, so you stayed up and watched the game. That's why you're grumpy today. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, if the Wolves can beat Phoenix, it'll be well worth it, and you'll get a good night's sleep, and you'll be happy on Monday morning if they win.
Yeah, that the key. Kev, always good to visit with you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network, Timberwolves and Suns tomorrow night. They're back home Tuesday night at Target Center. Sixers in town, and the schedule gets easier. But it's imperative they take advantage of that if they want to find their way back into the top six, or as Kev said, just stay in the top 10 at this point in time. 13 minutes now in front of six. We'll come back. The Oscars are tomorrow night. I don't get to the movies as much as I once did. Lindsay saw a film, and we're going to get into that. The only one I really saw is Wicked, and I thought it was great. But Lindsay saw one that she highly recommends, and we'll talk movies in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. All the news, all the weather to get your Saturday night started here at 6. Lindsay Brown is our producer, Steve Thompson, and the Oscars are tomorrow night, the annual ceremony. And Conan O'Brien will host. I've always been a fan of Conan.
Same.
I think that'll be good stuff tomorrow night. But I will admit, I don't get to the movies as much as I once did. I love going to the movies. I saw Wicked on the silver screen. I loved it. I can hardly wait for part two or Wicked 2 or whatever they're going to call it coming up over the holidays this year. I thought that was great. Do you get to the movies a lot?
Not a ton, just because it's very expensive. But once in a while, I'll make an appointment to go. Like when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out last year, I did the double feature. Boppenheimer started early. But sometimes they do a good job, depending on when the films come out, that they make them available on most, at least some streaming platforms that most people have. And so I've been able to kind of piece some of the other nominees together and see them here in the later part of the year.
Now, a film you saw.
Bless you. It's all good.
Lingering effects of basically five periods of hockey last night. You saw a film that really made an impression.
Yeah. And it's a film that a lot of people are talking about right now. It's a film that came out last year called A Real Pain, and it's written and directed by Jesse Eisenberg, who I think a lot of people are familiar with. You might know him from one of his early good works was The Social Network. He played Mark Zuckerberg. But he stars in this, along with Kieran Culkin, as, this is what Wikipedia says for the kind of synopsis, as mismatched cousins who reunite for a Jewish heritage tour through Poland in honor of their late grandmother. But old tensions resurface against the backdrop of their family history, and they're just kind of part of a tour group that's touring some of the concentration camps in Poland, because that's where their family had come from, and kind of grappling with some of the existential questions that I would think would come up. And I obviously can't speak to the Jewish experience, or what would it mean to go over there and to be at a place where, if things were different, this is where I would be living, right? This is where I would be making my home. And displacement is a very common thing for a lot of different people. And so I have this little clip. It's about a minute long from what I think is probably the best little bit of the movie and one of the more existential questions that I grapple with a lot, which is thinking about the people that came before you and enabled you to be who you are, and how you take your responsibility and your opportunity.
I love him, and I hate him, and I want to kill him, and I want to be him, you know, and I feel like so stupid around him, you know, because he is so f-ing cool and he just does not give a shit. And then just like being here with him is just so baffling to me, you know. It's just baffling, because it's like, how did this guy come from the survivors of this place, you know? I mean, that your uncle had to sell like used furniture to rich assholes, or like couldn't get into medical school, and that you survived like the worst thing to happen on this planet in the last 30 years, and that our grandma survived by 1,000 miracles when the entire world was trying to kill her, you know. And I look at him and I just like want to ask him, I just want to ask him, and I just can't. Like, how did the product of 1,000 miracles overdose on a bottle of sleeping pills?
Wow.
It's a heavy clip.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it sounds worthwhile, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, I tend to probably spend a little bit too much time in the existential question. But I take my opportunity living in this country as a woman and being in this time as something that's a big responsibility. I want to make sure that I'm doing the most with that. I'm helping the most with it. And I think about like my mother and all those sacrifices she made, and then my grandmother, and then her mother, and you just think about, you know, you just go back a couple of generations and how profound, you know, just each individual story is, but all the things that have to fall into place for you to be who you are. And guess what? You're a human being that has problems and shortcomings just like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah. You think about what folks went through before you. And
exactly.
It makes a real impact. Lindsay, always great. Good to visit with you.
You too, bud.
By the way, the Mavericks beat the Golden Gophers 5-4 in overtime in Ritter. There'll be a game 3 tomorrow at Ritter.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.